Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The funeral is this morning for Sergeant Angel Rampersad, the soldier from Ozone Park who was killed in the war with Iran.
As you drive around Ozone Park, it's hard to not notice the flags that are at half staff everywhere, and there are hundreds of yellow and red, white, and blue ribbons in tribute to the 28-year-old Rampersad. Sam Esposito is the president of the Ozone Park Residents Block Association. He's hoping thousands come out after the funeral for a procession.
And just putting their hand on their hearts, holding an American flag, whatever it is to show their support to this family. I can't express to you how important it is to show this family the love and support that we appreciate her, because right now they feel alone.
Asking for New Yorkers to line up on Rockaway Boulevard along to Cross Bay Boulevard, burial at Long Island National Cemetery. Governor Hochul and Mayor Mamdani are among the dignitaries who will be attending the funeral. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Ozone Park.
After being suspended overnight, the search resumes this morning in the Passaic River for one of three children who were pulled under.
Rescue teams are searching up and down the Passaic River with divers in the water and even helicopters in the sky as a 10-year-old girl is still missing. Mayor Hector Lora tells us a 10-year-old boy's body was found in the Passaic River who was with this girl, and his 11-year-old sister miraculously survived.
We have yet to identify the body, the little girl that's missing.
Iris Rivera is a mom from this town and is holding out hope.
And that's why I came here today, just to pray for them.
Mayor Lora says search and rescue crews are continuing to go up and down the Passaic River despite the murky water conditions and the on and off rain. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Passaic, New Jersey.
Another moped crash in the city that sent four people, two teens and two cops, to the hospital. The kids were on an e-scooter last night on 101st Street and Northern Boulevard when they collided with a cop car. All four should be okay. The crash is being investigated. A new law cracking down on the latest crack-like drugs.
The products are marketed as mood boosters, but Suffolk County legislator Chad Lennon says instead, synthetic kratom and gas station heroin can kill you.
I was the sponsor for the bill to ban Tianeptin. This is also known as gas station heroin. Let me say that one again. A substance readily available, unregulated, for our youth and adults to go and purchase anywhere they want, known as gas station heroin. This has been banned and regulated in numerous other countries and numerous other states.
A county executive, Ed Romaine, signed the ban of the products into law.
I would tell anyone that is selling these products today, box them up. Get rid of them.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A seventh person has died in the Upper East Side Legionnaires outbreak. This as a building on the Lower East Side has seen two cases of the bacterial infection in the last year. And residents say both building management and the city have done squat.
Risk level, water safety, and testing. Those are just some of the many questions residents of The Haven have. But they say there's been confusion from the health department and building management.
These residents should not have had to wait so long in order to get the help that they need.
Io Harrington with Lower East Side Ready says management denied people here bottled water.
These residents who have mentioned these issues would like to know whether or not Wave Press management actually conducted the inspections that are required.
Some people haven't showered here all summer. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the City Health Department and the Buildings Management Company for comment. We are waiting to hear back. Concern about a tick-borne illness on Long Island. A second family now speaking out about something called rabbit fever. Tracy Demeter's 9-year-old son was infected.
I found a tick on his head, and I was like, whoa. I was like, sure enough, he had a tick. Figured a dog tick. So I was like, all right, nothing serious. I wasn't too scared. There was no white spot. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it. I always save them in a bag. So I didn't think anything of it, and he went off to school.
That was on April 23rd, after which it took months of fevers, swollen glands, aches, pain, and fatigue before he was diagnosed with tularemia. Those ticks feed on infected rabbits before they bite people, hence the name rabbit fever. Only about 200 cases of this bug are reported in the U.S. each year. The good news,
it is easy to treat. We have both oral and IV therapy. The important part is coming in early into your illness. Don't wait at home if you have high spiking fevers, headache, nausea, etc., get seen early.
That's Dr. Sharon Nachman, who heads pediatric infectious disease at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. She says if you see a wild animal that looks sick, do not go near it. A rally today in support of the No More 24 bill. That's the legislation that would end 24-hour shifts for home health care workers. Issa is a co-organizer of Disabled for Universal Healthcare.
Intro 303 would switch us from the current 24-hour workday system to a split shift system. We are pushing for the kind of conservative ask of two 12-hour shifts, although upstate they often do three 8-hour shifts.
She tells 1010 Winds those being cared for support this legislation.
A lot of patients are really frustrated and I think kind of heartbroken that they feel that they have to exploit their caregiver and are like put in a position where they can't do anything else because the state and the city has said that this is sufficient.
The rally is at noon outside City Hall. Cyclospora skinny. Yep. That's the talk on TikTok.
The recipe for healthy weight loss, it's been consistent for decades.
Eat healthy, drink healthy, and stay healthy.
According to Dr. Sharon Nachman with Stony Brook's Infectious Disease Unit, that advice, after quite the discussion about what influencers are promoting online, to lose weight quicker, get cyclospora.
There is no advantage to a diarrhea associated with a pathogen.
And she says some patients experience diarrhea relapses even after feeling better. So, is it worth it?
You may have some very, very temporary muscle and fat loss. The second you start eating and drinking again, you retain all that water, all that muscle, all that fat, and you're back to baseline.
Short answer, no. This infection really hurts your body. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Mamdani has made building affordable housing a top priority. Well, now you can follow the city's progress in fulfilling that promise.
I am proud to announce the release of the Lift Tracker, a comprehensive and interactive database of those sites across the five boroughs. This tracker is available at nyc.gov/Lyft for any New Yorker to study and to scroll.
Lyft stands for Land Inventory Fast Track.
They have identified more than 100 city-owned properties where we will build upwards of 50,000 high-quality, affordable homes. And they will continue to identify more sites in the months to come.
Again, that's nyc.gov/LIFT.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.